Blog Talk Radio.
That you don't step up
and take care of that business. Because one thing about it, when Yahuwah make his move, he gonna make his move on those that got on them white garments. And that's part of the broadcast, and that's part of his program. So them white garments will be part. I got a lot of memos on the table. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. We're going to take it as it unfolds itself. Remember, this time tomorrow night, the devil be ready for the more of blowing the trumpets. All six locations will be doing their own thing until we be able to come together as one big unit. That's why it's very important to remember one thing. Banquet hall, school, garden, banquet hall, big school. See, one thing about it, we understood that years ago, but that unity have been taken away from us, from those, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? But we trying to bring that back by starting with the families. Understand the family got to get in order first. And once the family's in order, everything falls in line. So that's how it works, step by step. Let's throw it on the international side and see who joined us for this episode part number 51 and all the spots to spill, and that's 195 international countries. You know, and what can I say? That's a great thing. And we're splashing out of New York, 110407. 110407. I don't know what that means by 110407, but I'll tell you like this. 110407. I ain't never seen that number before. But I see I got some memos on the table. Seer, what you just touch on, what do this mean about this 666? What do that mean? We don't broke it down in other lessons, but if we get an opportunity, we'll peek on it. Or Brother Yahjah Israel, take a look at that 666. We don't know. Well, we have our major scholars on the line. Would you speak on the 666? What do that mean? Well, we'll see. So let's see if we find the help and bring it in. And we'll be peeping at these memos. Remember, this time tomorrow night, the feast, when Yahuwah make his move. See, this ain't nothing but a shout. See, Yahuwah gonna make his move. That's why after that come the atonement, and after that come the gathering, and all that good stuff. So we take everything we can, and it's short period of time we got. All right, let's find the elder and bring him in for another episode of Choir 51. So when you meet the elder, with a loud voice, you say, "Elder, Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah bless you, that's seen right."
And Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, the seed boil. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there, elder, Mr. Tibbs. So one thing about it, you know, it's been busy. That's the way it is, so we prepared to take care of our part of what we got to take care of, and we just gonna run our part on the run, whatever it is. But whatever Yahuwah put on you on tape 51, and you can take from now. We don't say what we don't say, so we gonna lay back and look at some of these memos. You and the clock come up.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And that number that's hard to pronounce, that's the reason, because it's so many listeners that came to hear the word of Yahuwah. It looks like 110,407 listeners that came to hear Yahuwah's word. And you know what? As I always say, that's a good thing. Because we have many people out there that need Yahuwah's word. So many people in lies and deception. Lying to their lost ones, lying to their sweet ones, so they can have their way in a transgressional life. You know, this is what we try to teach, but sometimes we have to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 6. Verse 6 says, "For I ruled in speech, but not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things." You might not be able to get it out there the way that they want to hear it or the way that it want to sound, but you remember what I always say. A teacher can't learn from his student, but having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. Now, a student can learn from a good teacher, possibly learning to teach the word of Yahuwah themselves one day. And this is the word of truth, not lies. This shows well in all the six camps that teach, because we have came to hear those things that most of us can hear, and some listening, even though they hear it, they never understand. But that's without proper teaching. But Yahuwah ministry makes all this misunderstanding a possible scenario. You know, we came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. The misinformed can do none of these things. You have some people that can't find the book of Genesis until they're told where to look. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We are given the knowledge to know that those out there, they camouflage their evil or confused teachings and overly loud bump the gums contests for righteous learnings, even using Bible scriptures as verbal weapons. This brings me into what Yahuwah hates. Better take notes. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verses 16 to 19, 16 says, "These six things doeth the Yahuwah hate, yea, even seven are abomination unto him. 17, a proud look and a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. 18, a heart of mind that devilishes wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in the running into mischief. 19, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that scores discord among his brothers or sisters." This is why we put that out there, to let you know that most of us have seen these things already. But we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days, which we often mention. And we do this because this is information that you have sought. And now you have found that in the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Now, for the members that don't know, the top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. On the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Is Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health roots we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, Don't forget to check our calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. And look like we are going to have a feast day in the next day or so. For the live program, this is featured as only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. On the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is Tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answer, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we also have a few numbers you can write to Slick Call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 690 camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, write on the search line, once again, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadav. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one good note. During the normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously broadcasting on Pell Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the on-the-table topics that's discussed will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. We're taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pell Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember one thing, that when you're trying to win that bump the gums contest, that's trying to see who can talk louder than the other to come to a non-righteous point, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. Remember, we are rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. As it tells us in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So these things are not forgotten and will come unto your remembrance. I would suggest keep your Bibles open. Maybe take notes as a helping learning aid. We will pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder. We'll catch you on the bottom part. That's excellent on your part. And very interesting, very interesting. That's all I can say, very interesting. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring Brother Yahuwah Israel here. We're going to get something going on. And we definitely will take a look at whatever we can get our hands on. And remember one thing, if you don't have your white garments, they just wear white clothing to any of the six locations. Call for details, see where you're at. 312-224-600-5579. Call the international line and just be prepared to understand one thing. There's a timeline on everything, and we're going to show a little bit of that, show a little bit of everything. We don't know what. We're just going to show some dust as Yahuwah. That's all we can do. Show you some dust as Yahuwah. So when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahuwah Israel, Yahuwah be to El Sea Roy.
God bless you, see Israel. I see you, Roy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that brother Yahuwah Israel. Well, like I said, again, we're going to run as fast as we can and get what we can get in. Luke chapter 12, verse 12, chapter 51. This time tomorrow night will be the feast of the remora of blowing the trumpets. Come on, brother Yahuwah Israel.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Yes. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Look up two words from that, brother Yahuwah Israel. What does the word perdition mean? P-E-R-D-I-T-I-O-N. What do that word mean? P-E-R-D-I-T-I-O-N. WCC, we do hear you. We hear you loud and plain. But we have to explain some things along the way. What do certain things mean? Because right now everybody can keep up in grand style by going through their computers and stuff like that. What does that word mean now, Brother Yahuwah Israel? What is the definition of that word?
In 1 second, you'll see I kind of misspelled it there.
And another word I'll be looking for along the way is called program. 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 Two words. By looking at these memos I'm looking at now, two words there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Perdition and program. What do that mean on tape 51? We only hours away from the feast of more blowing the trumpets, white clothing, white garments on, and eat them up, drank them up, all that is lined up for this time tomorrow night. All six locations is open. Call for detail 224-600-5579. Get in where you fit in at. But Yahuwah gonna call you to the carpet on what he created. But two words we're gonna look at, Brother Yahuwah Israel. We're gonna look at these two words and see what do they mean and what can we go and take it from there. We're looking at the word called condition and program. What them words mean there, Brother Yahuwah Israel C. Roy?
I'm looking at the word on dictionary, Oxford Language Dictionary, definition from the Oxford Language Dictionary, and it reads, prediction, a state of eternal punishment and damnation to which a sinful and impenitent person passes after death.
I guess so. The word perdition means eternal damnation. So whoever got that over their head, they got what you call, according to Oxford Bible Dictionary, or whatever way Brother Yahuwah said, that's called eternal damnation. So somebody got some eternal damnation waiting on them, according to that word. And what's the word program mean?
I'm looking at the online dictionary, Oxford Language, and it reads, program, a set of related measures or activity with a particular long-term aim.
Right. Well, that ain't good. I need a little bit more about program. It's like the machines out there in Detroit. You know, they got machines in Detroit. When you had that car factory there, they have machines. They'll smack the door, stick it on the door, smack the door, stick it on the door. They was programmed to do exactly to take the door and stick it on the door, on the car door. That was a machine. That's what they was programmed to do that. So what we saying, Steve Ray, program is something that was a machine is programmed to do certain things. And you can't, what it's not programmed to do, it cannot do it. So that machine in Detroit at that Ford Motor Company used to snatch the doors, stick it on the door. It was programmed to do that. But imagine if that machine say, I don't want to do that. I want to drive. Well, you wasn't created to drive a machine. You wasn't created to drive. You was created to reprogram you to take the stack of doors and stack it on the door. That's what you was created to do. See, we're going somewhere with this. Whatever you created to do, that is your responsibility once you find out what you created to do. Then you gotta figure out one thing. If this is what I'm created to be doing, I got to do that. And it was another word I just thought, it just came to me. So is anything like that on that computer base, on that kind of program there, Brother Yahya Israel? Program.
I'm looking at definition on Collins' definition of program. It reads, a program of action or event is a series of action or events that are planned to be done.
Mm-hmm. That is planned to be done. So there, that's good. So program is something that's been programmed to be done. And if that's the case, if something has been programmed to be done, then what do it say in Ecclesiastes 1:15? Now that's great. See, we don't know where we're going at, Brother Yahya Israel, but see, we got to, you know, deal with this thing as unfold itself. So what it says in Ecclesiastes 1:15?
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 1.
Hold that point right there. Hold that point. My thoughts just came back to me. It's just like watching a bad guy in the movies. If the program director said this is the scene that you got to play the bad guy in the movie, this is what you got to play, the bad guy. So in this world, somebody got to play the bad guy. You can't, okay, well, either you play the bad guy or we get somebody else play the bad guy, but the one that got all the power created a bad guy to play a part. You got that. We're going somewhere with this as we get into this lesson. When you program to do, you cannot make no adjustment once you understand that. Give me 2 Ezra 16:16 there, Brother Yahya Israel. We're just going to see if we throw some on the table. But when you stand back off of me, you will see where we're going with this. Because we don't know ourselves, but we know who do know. The Almighty know where we're going with it. So in 2 Ezra 16:16 down to verse 19 says what?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 16. Verse number 16 through 19 read. Book of 2 Ezra 16, verse 16. Like as an arrow which is shot of a mighty archer, returneth not backwards. Even so the plague that shall be sent upon the earth shall not return again. Verse 17. Woe is me, woe is me, who will deliver me in those days. Verse 18. The beginning of sorrows and great mourning, the beginning of famine and great death, the beginning of war, and the power shall stand in fear, the beginning of evil. What shall I do when these evils shall come? Verse number 19, behold, famine, plagues, tribulation, and anguish are sent as scourges for a men.
And who behind all this in 13, verse 4 in Isaiah? And who behind, remember, the strong archers have sent it out. And who of the strong archers have sent the plagues out because of the timeline that's on the clock? The timeline. Who sent it out? In the 13th chapter, verse 4 in 11 and 15. 4, 11, 15 says what? Isaiah 13. 4, 11, and 15.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verse number 4, verse 11, and verse number 15 reads, book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verse 4, the noise of a multitude is a mountain, like as of a great people, tumultuous noise of kingdoms of nations gathered together, Yahweh of hosts, tumultuous the host of the battle. Verse number 11. And I will punish the world for their evil, the wicked for their sin. And I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease, and will lay low the hardiness of the terrible. Verse 15, everyone that is found shall be thrust through. Everyone that is joined unto them shall fall by the sword.
Ezekiel the seer in the 6th chapter, verse 11 through 13, made a profound statement. And what did he say, Ezekiel chapter 6, verse 11 down to verse 13? What did he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 6, verse number 11 to 13 reads, Ezekiel chapter 6, verse number 11. Thus saith Yahweh, smite with thy hand and stand with thy foot and say, alas, all the evil abominations of the family of Israel, for they shall fall by the sword, by the famine, and by pestilence. Verse 12, he that is far off shall die of the pestilence. Yet she that is near shall fall by the sword. Yet she that remaineth and is besieged shall die by the famine. Thus will I accomplish my fury upon them. Verse 13, then shall you know that I am Yahweh, when their slain men shall be among their idols, round about their altars, upon every high hill, and all the tops of the mountain, and under every green tree, under every thick oak and plate, where they did offer sweet savor to all their idols.
Mm-hmm. He says he gonna shoot the pestilence on the nation of Israel, those that's near and those that are far, because of wickedness of what you do. He said, it's going to happen to you because the wickedness of what you do. And he had Jeremiah to write it that the wickedness that you do, children of Israel, he's going to cause these pestilence, whether you near or far. So that was Jeremiah was prophesizing to happen to you, children of Israel. Because, he says in Malachi 1, verse 6. He says something to Malachi 1, verse 6. He makes a profound statement. And we want to hear what he's saying as we work our way on whatever this man wants us to put on the table. But this is what he says in Malachi 1, verse 6. What he say there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in Malachi 1, verse 6?
Book of Malachi 1, verse number 6. A son under his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Save Yahweh of hosts unto you, O priest, that despise my name. And you say, wherein have we despised your name?
He said, if I be a father to you, he asked the question, then where is his fear? Where is his fear? Now, let's break that back, because he has to pull that verse. Malachi has to pull that verse. Let's see what he says in Job 28:28. He says, if I be your father, another kind, just as we get ready to go up into the missing 400 years that they don't talk about, they smashed out these books called Apocrypha books, what they call it, and that's as Malachi was 397 B.C., somewhere in that area, as he was, he said, you know, these people, they not going to fear me, Malachi, but they going to call me as their father, but they not, they don't, I don't have no fear out of them. They ain't got no urgency on what I got on the table, Malachi. Just put it down on the table. So Issachar's boy, that was pulled from Issachar's boy, and the 28th chapter, verse 28 says what?
The book of Job 28, verse 28 reads, and as a man he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil, fear understanding.
You see that? So he says, the fear of Yahweh, that's wisdom. So that's wisdom. So we head to answer the big dignitary's question about, but we just found out what is wisdom. Now we just found out what wisdom is. Now again, Brother Yahdai Israel, tell us what wisdom is again that we can read.
The book of Job 28, verse 28. And unto man and woman he said, behold, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil, fear understand.
So that is wisdom. The wisdom is to get away from evil. That is wisdom. So when we read the Revelation chapter 13, and now we'll read verse 18. Let's read a verse and let's see something. Now you just heard what wisdom is, right? Wisdom is departing away from the fear of Yahweh, and departing away from evil, that is wisdom. So that is wisdom. So now when we jump down and read Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, listen real good, especially the sixth anointed count, because remember, case up. Sooner or later, you're going to be on the clock. And, you know, and what keep the dough seer always with two, three handkerchiefs, if you can't get off, you can't meet them where they at and take care of business. But you just found out what the fear of Yahweh is, what wisdom is, the fear of Yahweh, that's wisdom. Otherwise, and he said, don't do no evil. So that is wisdom. So now, when you read Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, listen to what this is said here. What it say there in Revelation 13, 18?
The book of Revelation 13, verse number 18 reads. Book of Revelation 13, verse number 18. Here is wisdom. That him that have understanding counts the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. And his number is 600, 666.
He said, here is wisdom. Here is wisdom. And say it again. Say it again, Brother Yahdai Israel. Because like I said again, sooner or later, you know, the man just said, here is wisdom. Read that again a little bit slower if I can catch up to you, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Read that again if I can see which way I got to go on that. Here is wisdom. Bring it out again, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Revelation 13, verse number 18 reads, here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666.
Now, here is wisdom count the number of the beast, and the beast is a man. And the beast is a man. And what he said after the man again, that's both Yahdai Israel. Now he said some profound statement after that, after he said that. The wisdom is count the number of the beast. The beast is a man. You got it? A beast is a man. but count the number of the beast. The beast is a man. Good. What does it say behind that?
And his number is 600, 666.
And his number is 666. Why did he say his number is just 6? Why would he say his number is 666? Why would he say it 3 times? His number is that 666. Why didn't he say it just one time? What do you do with stuff like that? Then you know what you do with stuff like that? You see what it says in the book of Psalms. 119 verse 4, 100 and 104. That's what you do. See, here is wisdom. Count the number of the beast. And the beast is a man, and his number is, why would he say 666? Why didn't he say just his number was 6? What do the Bible tell you to do on the clock? What do the Bible tell you to do? What do the Bible tell you to do? Psalm 119, verse 4, 100 and 104. Let's see what the Bible tells us to do.
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 4, verse number 100, verse 104 reads. The book of Psalms 119, verse 4. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Verse number 100. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep your precepts. Verse 104. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
Mm-hmm. Every way besides the precept is a false way. The only way you're going to get the answer to that by going any other way besides the precepts of the Bible, it is a false way, big dignitaries. To get the answer to that, you must precept your Bible to get the answer to that. But he told David's boy a profound statement in 3, verse 32 of Proverbs. Solomon is the wisest man in the world, and he was told something in 3, verse 32. And what was told to Solomon, the wisest man in the world, pertained to the same thing we're talking about. Let's see what he said.
Book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse number 32 reads. Book of Proverbs 3, verse 32. For the forward is an abomination to Yahweh, but his secret is with the righteous.
You see that thing right here? Forwardness is an abomination to Yahweh, but his secret is to the righteous. Now, you hear that? See, I can see we heading somewhere. Amos 3, verse 1, 2, and 7. So I can tell by what I just heard out of Proverbs 3, 32, that if you're going to find the secret to anything, it must come from the righteous. So in Amos 3, 1, 2, and verse 7 tells us something. What it tells in Amos 3, 1, 2, and 7.
The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse number 1, 2, verse number 7 reads. The book of Amos, chapter 3, verse number 1, 2, and verse number 7. Amos. Chapter 3, verse number 1. Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O family of Israel. against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt. 3. Verse 2. You only have I known of all the families of the earth, for I will punish you for all your sins. Surely Yahweh will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servants, the seed.
You hear that, see, Ryan? So in Psalms chapter 60, verse 7, what is it saying, see, Brother Yahweh Israel? What is it saying in Psalms 60, verse 7?
The book of Psalms, chapter 60, verse number 7 reads, book of Psalms 60, verse number 7. Book of Psalms, chapter 60, verse 7 reads, Gilead is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim also is the strength of my head, Yahweh Judah is my Torah instruction giver.
All what we're talking in these days now, according to David, is Yahweh Judah. So all what we can be able to break down whatever on the table, according to David in 60 verse 7, will be Yahweh Judah. So something got to happen for Yahweh Judah in 69 verse 35 and 36. So all the one that's going to be properly to break down whatever this book have to offer, because we read the word called program. He programmed the answer into one people. One people can soundly break down this book, Yahweh Judah. So far, that's what we're getting out of it. We're going to Psalm 69, because David still got a continuation from saying, I don't want folks to be having the Bible open up right now, and to give the Torah instruction is Yahweh Judah. So now, in 69, 35, and 36 says what?
The book of Psalms, chapter 69, verse 35 and 36 reads. Book of Psalms, 69, verse 35. For Yahweh will save Yahweh Judah. Will build the city of Yahweh Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. Verse 36, the seed also of his servant shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein.
Mm-hmm. So he say he's going to save Yahweh Judah. So Yahweh Judah is going to be the one saved, but Yahweh Judah got to do some things along the way. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 19. And pick around by verse 16 till we get our message. Let's see if we paint the picture as we're looking directly at what, and again, I ask the question, why did he say, here's a guy with wisdom to count the number of the beast? The number is 666. Why did he say 666? Huh? Why did he say? Why did he say that? Might find out tonight, listen. Might find out why he say that. Huh? But I'll tell you one thing. If you don't get the answer, you have to get it from one of the six and on the count. Why did he say that? Isaiah chapter 19. We're still talking about Yahweh Judah. Let's see what it says in 19 verse 16 for a minute.
The book of Isaiah 19, verse number 16 reads. Isaiah 19, verse 16. In that day shall Egypt be like unto a woman, and it shall be afraid and fear because of the shaking of the hand of Yahweh of hosts, which he shaketh over it. Verse 17. The land of Yahweh Judah shall be a terror unto Egypt. Everyone that maketh mention thereof shall be afraid in himself because of the counsel of Yahweh of hosts, which he hath determined against it.
That's good enough right there. So we just found out one thing. That the world gonna be one day, Yahweh Judah gonna be a terror to Yahweh.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black Messiah. Unless we create him.
Oh yeah? Oh yeah? So, well, I can't go along with that, but you just said that. See, one thing about it, we know this is your radio station, so you punch the button the way you want to do it, because I sure ain't did nothing. Now, so what we just found out one thing, that that, read that verse again, that brother Yahdai Israel, 19:16.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 19, verse 16 reads, "In that day shall Egypt be like unto a woman. They shall be afraid and fear because of the shaking of the hand of Yahweh of hosts, which he shaketh over it." Verse 17, "The land of Yahweh Judah shall be a terror unto Egypt. Everyone that maketh mention thereof shall be afraid of themselves, because of the counsel of Yahweh of hosts, which he have determined against it."
So Yahweh Judah, one day they're going to, but they got to do some things. And that's why it's so important to understand something about the gathering of Yahweh Judah. In Isaiah 37, verse 31 and 32, so it got to be a gathering of the nine in order. And that's why he set all these Sabbath days and these feast days for Yahweh Judah, because there's a big picture to come. The big picture comes to you right here. And we got to paint the picture to get back to that Revelation chapter 11, or wherever it was at, 13. Isaiah chapter 37, verse 31 and 32 says what?
The book of Isaiah 37, verse number 31, verse 32 reads. Book of Isaiah 37, verse number 31. "And the remnant that is escaped of the family of Yahdai Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward." Verse 32. "Part of Yahdai Judah shall go forth a remnant. And they that escape of the family of Yahdai Judah, the zeal of Yahweh of hosts, shall do this."
Mm-hmm. Again, Yahweh said he gonna take in there and take care of business when Yahdai Judah first have to organize himself. He said he's not going to step in there until Yahdai Judah organize himself. So first thing he said, listen, it starts when you, what he tell Thomas in verse 3? He told Thomas something in verse 3, pointing toward Yahdai Judah. See, you know, you call by a lot of names there, Yahdai Judah. But he's saying, I'm going to be an 18:4 with you of Isaiah. He said, what he says in 18 verse 4, double with 5:15 of Hosea. He said, "I tell you what I'm going to do for you, Yahdai Judah. I'm going to be an 18 verse 4 on you." Whatever it says in Isaiah 18 verse 4, what it says in 18 verse 4, that above Yahdai as well.
Because Isaiah 18 verse 4. "So Yahdai said unto me, I will take my rest. I will consider that my dwelling place like a clear heat upon the earth, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest."
He said, "I'm just gonna take my rest." He told Isaiah, he said, I'm just gonna watch you. I'm gonna watch you and see what you understand. The protocol is not gonna be broken. I'm just gonna watch you." 5:15 of Hosea says what?
Book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse number 15 reads, Hosea, chapter 5, verse number 15. Book of Hosea 5, verse number 15. "I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their sin, offense, and seek my faith. In their affliction, they will seek me early."
So see, he say he's going to do the same for you. So he not going to intervene until you step up. And that's why it's so important to understand about what he got on the table. He said he's just going to watch you. He said, I'm just going to watch you. So in Proverbs 24, verse 9, he tells you something. All I'm going to do is watch you. But sooner or later, your time going to run out. And 24th chapter there, Brother Yahshua Israel, Proverbs. What do it say in verse 9?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse number 9 reads, the thought of foolishness is sin, and the scorn is an abomination to me.
The thoughts, see, right, your thoughts. If your thoughts is not properly, that's sin. Your thoughts. Tell you what in verse 10.
Verse number 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small.
And soon something happened a little bit, then you faint, then you say your strength is small. Soon as any kind of confrontation will come, any type of way, then you break out running, and that's how you play it. So you see, he said, they let you know, this thing ain't yet been turned up by the six anointed camps yet. And you got them high now as it's on, but Yahweh is revealing who's going to step up, who's going to be a 94-16 yet. He asked a question to David, 94 verse 16. He said, David, would you just put it in the book? He's the only one going to just bring it out through the Spirit. It's the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. What it says in 94:16?
The book of Proverbs, the book of Psalms, chapter 94, verse 16 reads, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of sin, iniquity?
Mm-hmm. He asked a question. Who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? Mark, chapter 4, 13, 9, verse 20. He said, the one that do it, when it's all three, verse 20, then come on back to verse 4. See, he let you know, he can tell you about it. If you do what he tell you to do, we'll jump all the way to Mark 4:20, then we'll come on back, and then we'll break it on down. But see, we can call the end from the beginning. Look what he got in verse 20, in Mark chapter 4, verse 20.
The book of Mark chapter 4, verse number 20 reads, book of Mark 4. Verse number 20. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word and receive it, bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60.
You see, here's the one that bring forth the good, see, right? He said, and then Yahweh gonna make it happen. And that good is pointing toward Romans chapter 7, verse 12. But all the way you can be good in the eyes of Yahweh, you got to be a Romans 7, verse 12. You want to be good? Well, I'm good. Okay, you good, huh? How's it going? Well, I'm good. Okay, good. But what's the definition of being good? Romans 7, verse number 12.
The book of Romans 7. Verse number 12 reads, but for the Torah instruction is righteous. The Torah instruction is righteous, just, and good.
Mm-hmm. So we ain't got to go no further with that. We gonna leave that right there for time's sake, that Brother Yahshua Yisrael. So you see, what is good? How's it going now, brother, sister? Oh, I'm good. You just use the word, Santa, you good. Good is meaning that you is keeping the Torah instruction. So how are you good in not keeping Torah instruction? You only good when you keeping Torah instruction. So when somebody say, he said, Yahweh be with you, he said, well, I'm good. Well, how can you be good if you're not keeping Torah instruction? See? In the book, Matthew, Let's think of the verse 13 for a minute. Yeah, Brother Yahshua Israel. We're not going to try to get, we're just going to just wet the beak and paint the picture a little bit. See, Yahweh is talking, he's talking, and everything that's got to be painted for you to see, you can't say you're good unless you keep in Torah instruction. You're not good unless you keep in Torah instruction. Matthew 25, pick up verse 13.
Book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse number 13 reads, Matthew 25, verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
Right.
Verse 14, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country, who calleth his own servants and delivereth unto them his goods. Verse 15, and to the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1. Where a man, according to his several abilities, straightway took his journey. Verse 16. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, made them other 5 talents. Verse 17. Likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. Verse 18. He that had received 1 went and dig in the earth, and he hid his jaguar's money. Verse 19.
Right there. There go the one that he had enough information to drag his feet. Now let's come back down and find out what happened in Mark chapter 4, verse 13. Right there, Brother Yahshua, is not one received a talent. And one just say, I'm just going to sit down on my talent. Now I'm going to come back to Mark chapter 4 and pick it up at verse 13.
The book of Mark chapter 4, verse number 13 reads. Book of Mark chapter 4, verse number 13. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables? Verse 14, the sower the word. Verse 15, these are they by the wayside, for the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan come immediately, taking away the word that was sown in their mind. Verse 16, and these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground. When they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. Verse 17. They have no root in themselves, so endure but for a time afterward. When affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Verse 18.
Right there. Immediately. Some things don't go right. Immediately they get offended. But then that's it. But he told you plainly that one had the 10, they brought back 20, those had the 5, they brought back, they done some good things. Luke chapter 12, verse 48. Do you know what's written in Luke chapter 12, verse 48? What's written there, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 48 reads. Luke chapter 12. Verse 48, but he or she that knew not and did commit these things were their stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. But to whomsoever much is given, of him or her shall be much required. To whom men have committed much, of him or her, they will ask the more.
Mm-hmm. And they ask for more. And the ones that got the proper spirit on them, they ask for more. They go, look here. I want to do some more. I need some more. See, that's the spirit. Luke chapter 19, pick up verse 16. So he's showing you what to look for. And just like we are now, we see now this covenant that the voices of the true Israelite teach. It must be 10 toes down sooner or later on every country that need to hear the word of Yahweh, the Yahweh can bring to close. But we got to be clear that those that be prepared for this job, you got it down pat through the precepts. You don't get caught up all of a sudden when you get offended, and all of a sudden then, you know, you offended now. So what once the, when you find out those that get offended in this word, then you know that is always a place from the play, but never the role when it's hot and heavy because they cannot receive the 10, they cannot receive the 5, and they barely can receive the 2. But they keep on receiving the 1 gonna take you to, well, I know the word, I'm just gonna sit back on this word. And Yahweh said in Matthew 25, verse 30, on those that have the information, but they feel it's getting away of taking care of Yahweh's business. And Yahweh said, well, I'll tell you what, speak on the end time, what gonna happen in 25, verse 30. Matthew.
The book of Matthew 25, verse number 30 reads, "Catch ye the unprofitable servant into out of darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
So once you clear up that you are a servant of Yahweh and you don't do the duty of a servant of Yahweh, much is given to you. Much is required and you ask for some more. Give me some more. That's the spirit Yahweh set up to peep at. And when you see the ones that ask for more, then them the ones you give more. But the ones that all of a sudden here, their feelings get hurt. They always get offended on certain things. You have to know them. Luke. Chapter 19, verse 16, let's read a little bit.
The book of Luke, chapter 19, verse number 15 reads.
Make it 16. We'll make it 16 there, brother. Y'all got here as well.
The book of Luke, chapter 19, verse number 15 reads. Luke 19, verse 15.
We'll make it 16.
Luke 19, verse 16.
Yes, sir, brother Yahweh.
Look at Luke 19, verse 16, read. They came the first saying, Yahweh, your pound have gained 10 pounds. Verse 17, he said unto him, well, you good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Verse 18, and the second came saying, Yahweh, your pound have gained 5 pounds. He said likewise to him, he also over 5 cities. Verse number 20, and another came saying, Yahweh, behold, here is your pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. Verse 21, for I feared you, because you are an austere man. You take us up, that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou did not sow. Verse 22.
That's good. Right there for time's sake. See that? Now, the one that must is given must require to ask for more. See, already, Yahweh know who's going to, see, he already know question what's going to be asked about that. And you got those that, you know, it's just an afterthought. What that really mean about that 13, 18. That's just an afterthought. But, you know, to those that got this thing, and you can recognize the one got the spirit, because it's just an afterthought. What that mean? But the world is scratching their head about what that 666 means. But he, why did he say the beast, the man is 6? Why would he say 3 sixes? See, all this right here, and remember, the only way to get the answer is through the precepts. Look at him saying the ones that, got the Ecclesiastes 12, verse 3 in them. What it says in Ecclesiastes, regular book 12, 3. Look what he going to say in 12, verse 3.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse number 3 reads. Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse number 3. In the day when the keeper of the house shall tremble, The strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders see, because they are few. Those that look out of the window be doctors.
The one that look out the window is just going to be doggone. Because when you got a call on you to take care of this business, you got to take care of Yahweh's business. That's why this network is packed everywhere. It's packed everywhere for one thing. And if we going to get the answer before you do. You might get the answer. I don't know. Big Digging Terrorist, WCC, 500 million members. You might get the answer. But verse 27 says what? So the one that with the one talent. So Yahweh looked at the one with the one talent and said this to the one talent.
The book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 27. Those my enemies, which were not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me.
You become an enemy to the Almighty Yahweh when you're not doing Yahweh's business. When you got a call on you to take care of Yahweh's business, you become an enemy to you. And at the end of it, the man gonna tell you, he gonna put a Matthew 25 on you. So we can tell you the end of things by just doing one thing. Listen to the small steel boys. When you know you're gonna be doing Yahweh's business, when you know you was created to do Yahweh's business, And you don't have a spirit to stand tall when it's hard and heavy, like the one with the one talent. Well, you know, I just take my one talent, I sit back and jack my swag, but got the one. Okay, you do what you gotta do, but you're gonna lose, according to Scripture. So this is where your lesson going. Matthew 25. This is what he gonna say. This is what he gonna say in verse 46.
Look at Matthew 25. Verse number 46 reads, look at Matthew 25, verse number 46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
Mm-hmm. These gonna go into out of everlasting punishment. So when you don't step up and take care of Yahweh's business, understand what the man's saying. In the book of Psalms, back to David again in the 25th chapter, verse 10 and 14. Let's start closing the gap, because I'm gonna peep at this. I think the way it's heading, I'm heading right back at this Revelation 13 shortly. I'm heading back at it, but it's a little groundwork got to be laid on the table. Let's go to Psalms 25, verse 10 and 14. Says what?
The book of Psalms 25. Verse number 10 and verse number 14. Book of Psalm 25, verse number 10. All the paths of Yahweh are mercy and truth, and to such as keep his covenant and his testimony. Verse number 15.
14.
Verse number 14. The secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant.
The secret is with Yahweh. His secret is with Yahweh that fear him. And he will show you the covenant. The secret of Yahweh, when you fear him, then he'll show you the covenant. He'll show you what the 666 means. He'll show you everything that you need to know. Once you first have the fear of Yahweh, he'll show you the covenant. What did David say in 111 verse 10? What did David say? 111 verse 10.
The book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse number 10 reads. Book of Psalms, chapter 111, verse number 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do the Torah instructions. Hallelujah.
What did this boy say in Proverbs 9, verse 10?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 9, for cemeteries. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the righteous is understanding.
What did Isaiah get out of there in 28 verse 10? Saying, what did Isaiah get out of that, Brother Yahuwah, in 28 verse 10 of Isaiah?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse number 10 reads, Isaiah 28, verse number 10. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Issachar's boy says something, 20, verse 29. Issachar's boy Job says something in the 20th chapter, verse 29. What did he say?
The book of Job, 20, verse 29 reads, verse number 29. Book of Job, 20, verse number 29 reads, book of Job, chapter 20. Verse number 29. Job 20, 29. This is the portion of the wicked man or woman from Yahuwah, and the heritage appointed unto him by Yahuwah.
You hear the man just saying he do? The portion of the wicked man, he was called a appointed job. It's nobody is just wicked on their own. Yahuwah have appointed a already. That's a big verse there. Read that verse. That's a big verse there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. Read that verse again, 20, verse 29. Are you scared, boy?
The book of Job 20, verse 29 reads, this is the portion of a wicked man from Yahuwah. The heritage appointed unto him by.
You see, so you know, that's what we trying to tell you, see, right? See, we started kicking against this word. Don't you know Yahuwah has already appointed those to do what they do and those that need to hear him? He already got appointed, see, right? Job, Issachar boy, 21, 29. So what we're trying to paint the picture is to let you know that whatever on the clock, Yahuwah have appointed that to be on the clock. Job 21, verse 29 says what? Issachar's boy.
The book of Job 21, verse 29 reads, have you not asked them to go by the way, and do ye not know their token?
What do you mean, have you not asked? Who do you suppose to ask to get the same thing the WCC asked? Huh? You got to ask to get the token of the understanding, and he told you plainly how you got the role in Amos 3, verse 7. See, the Bible is very plain, but our own people don't understand that this game is already called in advance. You don't ask them. That's why you don't receive nothing, because you started watching that one eye thing. So I'm saying you was created to do something. And when you're ready, we'll know when you're ready. Amos 3:7.
Book of Amos chapter 3, verse number 7. Surely Yahuwah will do nothing, but he revealed his secret unto his servants, the seed.
And David is talking in 33 verse 10, and what did David say? Now, David is reared up, and the mental spirit is right there going eyeball to eyeball with the top king of Israel, and going to be king of Israel a little bit later on, and he's going eyeball to eyeball with him to get it, to get this in right for the sixth anointed camp for voices of the true Israelites. 33 verse 10, what was said?
The book of Psalm 33, verse 10. Yahuwah bringeth the counsel of the nation to naught. He maketh devices of the people of none effect.
Verse 11.
Verse number 11. Counsel of Yahuwah standeth forever. thoughts of his mind to all generations. Verse number 12. Blessed is the nation whose Yahuwah is Yahuwah, and the people whom he have chosen for his own inheritance.
Mm-hmm. Now what are you saying? Now what are you saying? Yahuwah said he are blessed some, and he'll curse some. This is the power this man got. So if you are plainly clear that you are of the blessing, you both be doing the blessing just like the one of the cursing is doing the cursing. I hope you got that. Now, what you got to pull up on, he pulled that verse in the 33rd chapter, verse 10 of Sirach. That verse is pulled. So listen, once you find out where you stand and what people you are, I forgot about Thomas. I got to get it in a minute. He's saying in the 33rd chapter of the book of Sirach, verse 10, he pulled that from David. And what he says in 33, verse 10?
The book of Sirach, 33, verse number 10, read. Book of Sirach, chapter 33, verse number 10. And all men are from the ground, and Adam was created of earth.
All men is from the ground, and Adam was created from the earth. Well, I need a little bit more of that, but I can't get it in this lesson. So we're going to leave that right there. But Issachar's boy was doing, see, David was putting a lot of things from Issachar's boy, 26 chapter, verse 13. See, they was pulling big time verses all over the place. Look what says over here in 26 verse 3. They were pulling verses. What did he say? Issachar's boy, 26, verse 3.
The book of Job, 26, verse number 3 reads, book of Job, chapter 26, verse number 3. Hast thou counseled him that have no wisdom? Hast thou plentifully declared the thing as it is?
Verse 13. Listen good. Verse 13.
Verse number 13, Job 25, verse 13. By his fury, 26.
Well, hold on that, brother Yahdai Israel. We might well go out in a bang. What it says in 26, verse 13 of Issachar's boy? What did Issachar boy that he had to write, oh, brother Job? What do you write in 26, 13 that we bring it out right now? Come out.
The book of Job 26. Verse 13, by his fear he have garnished the heaven, his hand have formed the crooked serpent.
He done what? He formed a crooked serpent. So you see, he formed the crooked serpent. Oh my goodness. Now what's that supposed to mean? He formed the crooked serpent. Everybody got a job to do. And what did he say in 7:13 by him forming the crooked serpent? Huh? He said he did it. You got to recognize that. In the regular book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7:13, he formed the crooked serpent. You know what the Bible tell you in 4:2:24. You know what it tell you in 11 verse 6, the Bible have a double meaning? Huh? What come across your mind right away? Both come across double meaning. 13. What did it say? Regular book, Ecclesiastes.
Book of Ecclesiastes 7. Verse number 13 reads. Book of Ecclesiastes 7. Verse number 13. Consider the work of Yahuwah, who can make that straight, which he had made crooked.
Consider the work of Yahuwah. Whatever he make, who can untie what he have did? Consider the work of Yahuwah. He made something How is you going to make it straight if he's making it crooked? Huh? How is you going to make it straight? Seer, are you going to get back to the 666? Yeah, I'm going to get back to the 666. No question about it. I'm going to get back to the 666.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll tell you like this. In Ecclesiastes 1:15 says what?
The book of Ecclesiastes 1, verse number 15 reads. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 15. That which is crooked cannot be made straight. And that which is wanted cannot be numbered.
Even if they Psalm 55:20-23 in a closing statement, even if they Psalm 55:20-23, what Yahuwah said, he said, listen to me. The timeline is coming to a close. That's why it's so important to understand what Yahuwah has set up. Regardless of the circumstance, you got to recognize the signs of the time. In the 55th chapter, verse 20-23, and we'll close out with this, Brother Yahdai Israel. What did I say? Psalm 55, 20 down to verse 23. Now, you heard everything he has said. We're going to touch on the 666 shortly. Did you hear what the man's saying? In the 55th chapter, verse 20 down to verse 23. What are you saying there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Psalm 55, verse 20 through 23 reads. Book of Psalm 55, verse 20. He put forth his hand against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his cup. Verse 21. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter. But war was in his mouth. His word was softer than oil. It was a drawn sword. Verse 22. Cast your burden upon Yahuwah. He shall sustain you. You shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Verse 23. Thou, Yahuwah, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I would trust in you.
Hey, and that's what we're going to do. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to trust in the Almighty Yahuwah. And Yahuwah tell us what time it is. And the bottom line is that we know this ministry, the Six Anointed Camps, got a big job to do. Much is given to you, Six Anointed Camps, much is required. So remember, if you got the one talent, you got the word of Yahuwah. You can't sit on the word of Yahuwah, and you can't all of a sudden, you know, because he's going to take it away from you. Then he's going to burn you in the back. So all this is in take number 51. So we're going to leave it like that with Brother Yahdai Israel. We're catching eyeball to eyeball and the white gum hit the feast. All six locations is open. Tomorrow at this time, tomorrow night, we're going to eat them up, drink them up, and those that don't have the white garments to wear white clothes, that's all. But sooner or later, you got to figure out one thing. If you is one of the ones that's been that is the elect, sooner or later, you got to put Yahuwah first. And say, listen, this thing is about Yahuwah. Because this thing got some, give me 29, 35, no, 33 and 35. Let me close out with that. Give me that, Brother Yahdai Israel. He said, yeah, put that on the table with Brother Yahdai. The 24th chapter, verse 33 and 35 of Matthew. What it said, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Matthew 24,
33
and
35. That sounds pretty good.
Matthew 24, verse number 33, verse 35 reads, Matthew 24, verse 33, so likewise, you, we shall see all these things, know that is near, even at the door. Verse 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
See, well, you know, listen, you know how close the thing is? that the don't see right. That's what we trying to tell you. Who is it? It's the one that's going to give you eternal life or eternal damnation. Don't let the time run out when you see right. Remember, he says at the door in verse 35 says, word is not going to come back to him, boy. Who you going to believe? Probably out there, Israel. What the closing statement is behind that? You on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out near Israel, a seed royal. We were king to the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Israel. It's about an hour here to bring him in, get his closing thoughts on chase number 51. Can we find out and bring him in and get the closing statement or whatever he got for put on him. 1 o'clock, Elder. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I think thus far we've had a very good learning scenario that has went on our broadcast. Because we look at a lot of people out there that try to speak the words of Yahweh, and they will come with their own teaching and sounding pretty good. Want you to pick up other Bibles and go their direction. Some people with no book at all and just preaching their own Yahweh. Look what happened to this one prophet in the book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 30 to 32. 30 says, and Philip ran thither to him and heard him read from the prophet Elias, saying, understand what thou readest. 31, he said, how can I accept some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. 32, and the place of the scripture where he read was this. He was led like a sheep to slaughter, like a lamb dumb before his shears. So he opened up not his mouth. This is the reason why we give the word that is truly written. And we also say a teacher can't learn from his students. But having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. Now, a good student who pays attention, like the seer says, possibly can learn from a good teacher to be a teacher themselves one day. And actually, as I said many times before, this shows well in all the six camps that teach. Because we know that people came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. This is why we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts that we're taught. We're given the knowledge to know that there's those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching every day, and their overly loud bump the gums actions for their righteous learning, which is actually wrong, even using the scriptures as verbal weapons. This is why we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching in Christianity, and welcome you into our live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that comes to you live with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information you all came to seek. And now you found that what you have sought, and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yada, is open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, the Sabbath class we do have. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. And the online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. By clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what we're told in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Now, I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. Also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give. What's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah live. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year, like this feast at the Seers mentioned several times during our program. For the live program, this feature is only available during our live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Type in Yahuwah Radio Live, 3 words. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of our 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, one note that we continue to mention, during the normal broadcast, Broad Talk, we're also simultaneously broadcasting on Pal Talk. For your convenience, we're there listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the online topics will be Elder and Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel Writing Shotgun. We're taking no comments off topics or more than 2 text questions answered. Failure to follow the righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And also, if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, today is another day for the word of Yahuwah. Nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word, which is a good thing. We have a lot to come out that commend it, only following by those casting the same words behind their back, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible. That's a big problem. We have to remember, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Jacques Wally created to do in this life, and that's of all possible. I even try to do more myself, but can't do it. If anyone ever says they've even done more than 100%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. This is why we find out what our possibilities are by keeping your Bibles open and listening to this program. So I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Dale. Hallelujah, Yahuwah, on you. And then we look forward to any questions, comments, or things Bruce said. And I say, go to Pal Talk. Come to the microphone, step up. And you know, I had a memo saying, well, see, you know, once you show the precept of things, it's nothing basically to be saying. If you watch the precept, you give the answer. And that's why, you know, okay, I'll go with that. But if you do have any kind of questions that scripture related, get in where you fit in at, say so. He'll give you an answer that's written, and I'll be riding shotgun. I ain't gonna say a word, but I'm a great note taker. All right, going back to the network, look for Sister G Israel and bring her in, and we're gonna see if we get some more on what we need to do. So when you meet your sister, come out of the tribe of Yahuwah Judah, Sister G Israel. Yahuwah BJFC, right? Sister G Israel. Tribe of Yahuwah Judah. Yahuwah BJFC. G, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. What's wrong with the microphone now? WCC? I better zero in on what you're asking me to do. Sister G, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Yahweh bid you that see right. What you saying? WCC? New York Station, what you saying? Trouble with the microphone. Try it again. Okay. Sister G, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Yahweh bid you that see right. All right. Well, let me know when the microphone's back ready to go. Then tell me when the microphone's ready to go. So she can find Mother D up Israel and Yahweh be with the mothers, Mother E, Mother Z. We prayers go out that way and everything is standing up. Remember, the word of Yahweh will always be the answer. All remember one thing. The word of Yahweh is always the answer. And all we need to know is keep a big belly full of dust, says Yahweh. Mother E, Mother Z, and look forward to seeing you real, real soon, no doubt about it. She can be going, look for Mother D up Israel. And let's see what we can do, and tell me when G's microphone ready to go. Oh, try it again? Okay, let me try again. Sister G, Israel. Tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Yahweh bid you see right. All right. Let's go down as far as you can find Mother D of Israel. See how her microphone doing. Mother D of Israel. Tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Yahweh bid you that Mother D of Israel.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All righty. We got to take a look at some things. I want to run back and take a look at what Revelation chapter 13:18 is saying. Mother D of Israel, can you tell me what Revelation 13:18 is saying?
Revelation chapter 13:18. And it reads,
yeah. 13:18.
Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
That's big talk. Here's the one that got wisdom. Oh, so the one, count the number of the beast, and the number is the man. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder, what are you trying to tell us that we need to know that maybe let's see what David says in 79 verse 20, a Psalm. He said, count the number of the beast, because the number of the beast is a man, and he carries the number of 666. And I asked earlier, why did they say 666? Why didn't they say 16? Why didn't they say that? You won't get that? You might get it out of this broadcast. Let's see what it says over here. First of all, let's find out about this beast you're talking about in Psalm 49, verse 20.
49?
Yes. 49 verse 20. Let's start off talking about this beast first. Let's see if we start painting the picture a little bit. Let's try to paint the picture there, Mother D of Israel. Let's paint it a little bit.
All right. Psalms 49 verse 20. Man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perish.
Well, he said, a man without understanding, he like a beast that's perished. Oh, okay, good. Go to Psalm 73:21 on that one. So now we find out this beast is not something that we're talking about. It's got four legs. We're talking about man. So that 3-6, that 666 count the number of the beast, which is the number of the beast is a man.
Mm-hmm.
You see, man is a man. Psalm 73:21 says what?
Psalm 73:21. Thus my mind was grieved, and I was pricked in my reign.
That's all we can get out of. That's all we can get out of it. We can't get no beast out of that. I need to hear the word called beast out of that. You see anything like a beast
it's
in there?
Psalm 73:22.
Okay, 22. What does it say?
Psalm 73:22. So foolish was I, ignorant. I was as a beast before you.
Oh, okay. 73:22. I know the middle spirit didn't take me the wrong direction. I knew a little bit more to it. Okay. So it's beast is talking about a man. Now, let's come back to again. Revelation 13:18. All right, WCC, we're going to see if we play with this a little bit. Because your big digging chairs won't answer, huh? Why y'all don't have an answer? We told you, all the way you understand the Bible, you got to precept the Bible. You can't go outside the Bible to get the answer. You got to precept the Bible. And when Yahweh put their 666, he was saying something very important. This man is 666, right? This man
right.
is 666. What? What's your reading now, Mother D. F. Israel?
Revelation 13:18. Here is wisdom. Let him that understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Yeah, but here is wisdom. Let's go to Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, and let's find out. Well, before you go there, let's go to Solomon. He was a little bit before Daniel, because Daniel pulled what he had to say. Let's go to 8, verse 1 on that. And we talk about this wisdom. Now, all the way you understand this, you must have some wisdom. That's what he's saying. Now, how do you get that?
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 1. Who is as the wise man, and who knows the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness and the boldness
go ahead.
Of his face shall be changed.
Oh yeah, so you if he's a boldness, so wisdom make your face shine, and the boldness, how you able to deal with Yahweh's word when you recognize that he made some creation. He created one way, and he created he blessed one, and we read that he cursed one. So wisdom will be to take care of these things once you recognize it. Now let's go to Daniel 12:3. Daniel 12:3.
Okay. Daniel chapter 12. Verse 3.
Let me check in. Still right on the microphone, huh? Okay. Yeah, 12:3.
Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Well, on that. Try it again, huh? Sister G. Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be with you, see you right. Sister G. Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh be with you, see you right. Yeah. Camp 4 out of Detroit, Michigan. Yahweh be to that Camp 4, Detroit, Michigan. What's going on here? Well, who knows what's going on here? It's one people we know who know what's going on. The WCC and the New York station, they know what's going on. Now, Moses of Israel. Okay. So now we find out that the beast is a man. The beast is a man, and his number is 666. And we ask the question, why do we have three sixes of this man, which is the beast? What's so important? Why did he say 666? He said that three times. Why did he say that? If he said three times, he wants you to know something. So if he says three times, let's run and see if we paint a picture on that real quick. Let's run to Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 3, 1, 2, and 8. 1, 2, and 8.
1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses
1, 2, 3, and 8. 1, 2, 3, and 8. Let's see if we paint this picture. Let's go ahead and paint the picture a little bit there, Mother of Israel. Let's break this down and find out exactly why did he say, here that got wisdom, count the number of the beast, his number is 666. Why would he say his number three times six? Why would he say it just 1 6? And the only way you're going to find out, you must precept your Bible. The only way you're going to find out, you got to paint the picture. Let's go to Samuel chapter 3, verse 1, 2, 3, and 8 says what?
Is that First Samuel?
Yes, ma'am. First Samuel 3, verse 1, 2, and 3, and verse 8.
First Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. And verse 8, verse 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto Yahweh before Eli, and the word of Yahweh was precious in those days. There was no open vision, verse 2. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see, verse 3. And error, whatever that is, the lamp of Yahweh went out in the temple of Yahweh where the ark of Yahweh was. Samuel was laid down to sleep. Verse 8.
Hold that point right there. So Samuel, he was in the temple, you know, upstairs, getting a little shut out. And we might as well just finish this up. Take it down and fold down to verse 8. We might as well hear the story, because we might as well take care of business, post the way, because I can't assume that
okay.
Nobody can deal with this. Verse 4 down to verse 8. What happened? 4.
First Samuel chapter 3, verse 4. Through 8. Verse 4. that Yahweh called Samuel, and he answered, am I? Verse 5. And he ran unto Eli and said, here I am. Here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. Verse 6. And Yahweh called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I call not, my son, lie down again. Verse 7. Now Samuel did not yet know Yahweh, neither was the word of Yahweh yet revealed unto him. Verse 8. And Yahweh called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that Yahweh had called the child.
Hey, that's a big talk with that. Now, get what happened there. Samuel, Eli told him, go lay down, son. You all right? First guy. Came back to get easy. You calling me? No, son. Go lay down. I ain't going to get you second guy. But when Samuel came to him the third time,
mm-hmm.
he knew it was some big business. So he perceived that it's Yahweh talking to him. See, when Yahweh talked once, twice, the third time, it is serious business. Understand that reason, what he trying to tell us is that that 666 is serious business. That is a sign of completion.
Mm-hmm.
Three times. And that's not that still got up and say, okay, we can go further on this, but time will run out. So we let you wrap with that a little bit later. Now let's go get a stack of winners on that. So let's go to, let's bring him in the body. Let's go to St. John chapter 21, verse 12. So when Yahweh, when Samuel recognized, hey, is you calling me? And when he came that third time, we're going to tell you what that means shortly. Let's go to St. John 12, pick up, 21, verse 12. We're going to see if we break this down. Yeah, 21, 12. Then skip down to 15 through 18.
St. John, chapter 21, verse 12. Skip down to 15 and what?
Down to 18.
St. John, chapter 21, verse 12. Yahweh the Son said unto them, come and dine. And none of the followers, disciples, thus asked him, who are you? Knowing that it was Yahweh. Verse 15. So when they had dined, Yahweh the Son said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest you me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Yahweh, thou knowest that I love you. He said unto him, feed my lamb. Verse 16. He said unto him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Yahweh, you knowest that I love you. Unto him, feed my sheep. Verse 17. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest you me? And he said unto him, Yahweh, thou knowest that all things. Thou knowest that I love you. Yahweh the Son said unto him, feed my sheep.
Mm-hmm. She said the third time, and he ought to do a real plain. He said, chief single nation of Israel, you love me? Yeah, you know I do. He said, feed. Second time, you love me? Yeah. Feed. Third time, And Peter knew when he said the third time, he knew that means business. That means that's the divine stamp. So a divine stamp was put in 13 verse 18 on this man called the beast. Yahweh said it three times, letting you know one thing. That is a divine stamp. A divine stamp. He said, here's the one that got wisdom, the number of his name. He got wisdom is 6. So what Yahweh just did is dropped a divine stamp on this man. He got a divine stamp on him. Keep that in your mind. Go to Jonah, chapter 1:17. See, a divine stamp, when you tell somebody something three times, then that third time, you're supposed to recognize big thing. So when you read, when you go in your Bible and you read Revelation chapter 13, verse 18, he says, 666, that is a divine stamp. Let's take a little bit more. Got plenty of time. Let's go to Jonah chapter 1:17. What does it say?
Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. Now Yahweh had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights.
3 days and three nights. He was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. And what happened in 2 verse 10, same book, Jonah 2:10.
Yeah.
And what happened? What happened in 2 verse 10?
Jonah chapter 2, verse 10. And Yahweh spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon dry land.
Mm-hmm. And it vomited up Jonah 3 days, three nights. On that third day, what did Yahweh say in 12, verse 40? Of the book of Matthew. What do you say? We go on somewhere, and I know it probably might be pretty hard for those that's not in the sixth anointing camp to understand this, but to play chapter one back over and over and over again, he might give it to you. But saying WCC, we are following it real good. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Let's read Matthew 12, verse 40.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart, the mind of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he said the same way Jonah gonna be. Jonah was down there for 3 days and three nights, and Jonah was released from the fish. Same thing. The ground is not gonna hold me for 3 days, and after that, I will be released. So we go back to read again. Now let's go back again and read again. 3:18. Come on back again. Let's read 3:8. Read verse 17 and 18. Come back to Revelation again and read 13 chapter verse 17 and 18. Now, if I keep a mark in there, because we get ready to start tighten it up now. Revelation 13, verse 17 and 18.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 17 and 18. Verse 17. And that no man might buy or sell, saving he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 600, 666.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm out of getting a little bit more out of this. Come on back to the 11th verse and just run it all the way up again. I'm out of getting a little bit more. I see the time. We got plenty of time, so I'm always bringing on in from the 11th verse to the 18th verse. I'm out of bringing on in now, Mother D.F. Israel. Pick your verse 11.
Okay. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11 through 18. Verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Verse 12. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wounds was healed. 13. And he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. 14. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by a sword and did live. Verse 15. Verse 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should do speak and cause that as many as could not worship the image of the beast should be killed. 16. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. 17. And that no man might buy or sell, saving he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that has understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
Mm-hmm. So he keep on telling you, you got to have wisdom to count this beast. You got to have a wisdom part to count this beast. You can't, and it's a man. So it means it's not a chip. And it's not a COVID, a virus. No, this is the number of a man. He's talking about a man. He's talking mm-hmm. about a man. You got to have wisdom about what man is this right here. This man he's talking mm-hmm. about is an organization. That's what we're talking about. This man is a controller of an organization, a man. You got to have wisdom to see the man in action. Let's go to the 17th chapter and pick it at verse 11 again. Let's go to the 17th chapter.
A Revelation?
We pick it at verse 11 again. Uh-huh. Here's
Revelation.
17th chapter. Yeah. 17, pick it at verse 11.
Revelation chapter 17, verse 11. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth unto prediction.
Okay, good. Hold that part right there. So now we looked up that definition in the early part of the lesson about this word called prediction. We looked up that definition. That's called eternal damnation. So this, what they're talking about, he's going to go off into, and his system gonna go off into eternal damnation. That what you said. Now, skip down to the 17th chapter, verse 8.
Revelation chapter 17, verse 8. The beast that you saw was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose name were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they beheld the beast that was and is not and yet is.
I've been talking there. So you see this beast, he's talking about it was and it came out of the seven. So this beast, he came out of, he's the eight that came out of the seven. He came out of seven countries, but the main country he came out of was Great Britain. That's where he came out. He came out of, oh, look, WCC. You painted it real. Yeah, well, he came out of Great Britain. And he wasn't at the time of John writing it, because they received a deadly wound, and they called in the medieval time of that 1,000 years, they was not in power until 1492. So that, you know, they received something good. Now, we thought out, but we want to just kind of stick a little closer to 666. We can't go, the time's going to run out. So now the 666, now why is it, why did it keep saying 666? And we found out the reason why they used the name three times, because that's to get your attention. That's called divine stamp is on this man. But why is this man got six? Why is it six? Why is it six? What is so important about every number means something, but we don't have time to take care of that either. But let's do this. Let's go to Psalms chapter 12, verse 6. We could do, we'll wet your beak a little bit. 12, verse 6 of Psalms.
Okay. Wow. Psalms chapter 12, verse 6. The word of Yahweh are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times.
Mm-hmm. So his word is purified seven times. Those seven is are completion. But this man is 666. So he coming short from being complete. So he is 666. Not complete. But he is got a divine stamp on him by being the six. That means he'll never make it to completion. He will be, but you can recognize that he is the letter six. It is a incomplete. When you look up the word, the six is like it's incomplete. It need a little bit more to it to make it complete. Let's go to Genesis chapter 25:23. Let me see if I can take it easy another way around. We're going to Genesis 25, verse 23 down to verse 25. So something that is not identified as man, we just found out this man is not complete. He's not complete. Because be complete, you got to get all the way to seven. So he was at six. That's why he gave him six. Mm-hmm. Then you know he's not complete. Good. Genesis chapter 25, verse 23 down to verse 25. Let's see.
Genesis 25, verse 23 to 25. Verse 23. And Yahweh said unto her, two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from your bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger, 24. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb, verse 25. And the first came out red, all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau.
See, six is a imperfected word. I-M-P-R-F-E-C-T-I-O-E. Six, when you look up the definition of Esau, Esau means waste away is he. Otherwise, he did not get his complete look.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get a complete look. So when you look up the Semitic Hebrew word of the word Esau, it means waste away is he. He didn't get a chance to get the coloring that Jacob got on him. So he was a six. He was a six. He was imperfected. I-M-P-R-F-E-C-T-I-O-N. So the word, the letter six, 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 is an imperfected word. Six, six. He was told three times to let you know that was of the a divine stamp was on this man. That was a divine stamp? That was a divine stamp on him. 666. To let you know this man is not complete. He's imperfected. The six.
We're
talking about. Now we're going to Romans chapter 9. We're going to Romans chapter 9. We're going to run you around the backyard, but I guess you got the idea what's going on so far, but we're going to beat it a little bit more. We're going to Romans chapter 9. We're going to Romans chapter 9 and break down a little bit more. To understand one thing, when Yahweh may call you a six, that means that you wasn't imperfected. Six.
Mm-hmm.
He said three times to let you know you got to have some wisdom to know, to recognize who this man is. In Romans chapter 9, pick it up at verse number 9.
Romans chapter 9.
Yeah, 9 through 13.
Romans chapter 9, verse 9 to 13. Verse 9. For this is the word of promise. At that time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. Verse 10. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. Verse 11. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of Yahweh, according to election, might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. Verse 12. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. 13. As it is written, Israel I have loved, but Esau have I hated.
And this six man will never become a seven because the stamp of he gonna go. He cannot never make it to perfection. He always gonna be imperfected. He will never make it to seven because he wasn't. Remember we talked about earlier about the machines in Detroit where you got those that makes, they got robots that make, that grab a door, put it on the door. That's what he was created to be. What y'all are saying, I created a man for one specific purpose. He will never be a seven. He'll never have the spirit on him to be a seven.
Mm-hmm.
He'll never be a Genesis 3 verse 7. What it says in 3 verse 7. See, what he said when John was writing this, for those to come later, hear the mind that got wisdom, I did not create this man to be a seven. So he'll never be a Genesis 2 verse 3. 2 verse 3. He'll never be a Genesis 2 verse 3. What did it say?
Yes, it's 2 3.
Yeah.
Genesis chapter 2 verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his works which Yahweh created and made.
Mm-hmm. So he said the reason why he said this man would be a 666, he would never see himself being a seventh to keep the seventh day. This man is not going to do it. He always come up short on the Sabbath day. He's not going to keep no Sabbath days. He's not going to keep no feast days. He will not do any of that, because Yahweh have put the, let's go to Joshua, Hosea, look at Joshua, chapter 6, verse 4. See, when Yahweh said this man is a 666, I mean, just like that robot was created in Detroit to take the door off the thing and put it on the top. That would be crazy to do. See, what you got to understand something. Yahweh have created people to do his will. So he created a people to do his will. And that's why he said this man is a 666. He will never compete. And that's a divine stamp on him to always come short on the creation of Yahweh, because Yahweh put a divine stamp on him, calling him 666. To let you know, the third time he let you know is serious. Don't look for this man to be a seven. I did not create him to be a seven. So he goes against anything that you got on the table, because he wasn't created to go past what Yahweh hadn't created. That'd be tough to do. Let's go ahead and read 6 verse 4.
Joshua saluted for...
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, what it say?
Joshua polluted for Hosea, chapter 6 verse 4. And seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram horn. And the seventh day you shall compass the city seven times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpet.
You see, right? Meaning that is complete. The seventh time is complete. When I made this man, I didn't make him complete. I made him 666. That's as far as he's gone. He cannot be, because I didn't make him to be a seven. So he's not going to hear what you're saying. It's just like the robot saying, I don't want to be the robot no more. I want to drive the car. Well, you weren't created to drive the car. You was created to take the door and put it on the hinges. That's what the creation is. See, once you recognize what this creation is about, and when Yahweh said he is the one that got wisdom, count the number of the beast. The beast goes up, and the beast is a man. We just ain't really called the name out, but we have called the name out. But we haven't really called the name out. You know, get his name real good, he probably will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But certain people, that when he put that divine 666 on it, to let you know the third time, listen, when I tell you something three times, pay attention. This man can never be a seven because I did not create him to be a seven. He is six.
Mm-hmm.
Six. That's the farthest he can go in my creation because he wasn't created to be a seven.
Mm-hmm.
No? Now, let's go a little further. Let's go to Leviticus 4, verse 6. I just want to throw a couple of things out on the table. I told you in Leviticus 4, verse 6. To show
mm-hmm.
you something. Mm-hmm. Leviticus 4, verse 6.
Leviticus chapter 4, verse 6.
Mm-hmm. 4, 6. What
is that? Okay. Leviticus chapter 4, verse 6. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle of the blood seven times before Yahweh, before the veil of his temple.
Mm-hmm. That is a sign of completion. That is a sign of completion right there. Seven is the sign of completion.
Mm-hmm.
You got 6 days you do your work, right? Okay,
yeah.
Good. But until you complete the seventh day, that is completion. 6 days, okay, I got my 6 days in. Okay, good. But until you do the Sabbath day, completion is on the Sabbath day. Got it? The Sabbath day, the completion. 6 days is imperfected. Look, the word six is something that's like, it's still some more to be done. But I didn't create six to be a seven. Now we're going to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now we start, now we just tie it in a little bit more now. Pick up at 2 verse 1, and we'll start reading something. So understand the one that got wisdom count the number of the beast. It is the number of a man. Now, we found we're talking about a man, but the man runs a system. But this man is incomplete because he stops at six.
Mm-hmm.
That's his creation. That's the farthest he can go. And then it tells you something else. Hold that point. In the Bethel 2, verse 4. It tells you something in the Bethel 2, verse 4. Just give me half of the verse. It tells you also about when you got a six on you, this man had a six on him. And his system is a six. In the Bethel 2, verse 4 says what about this man, which is 666.
Okay. That's in the pocketbook, right?
No, it's in a regular book.
Oh.
Red Nation book.
Huh?
Yep, not in a regular book. No, it's read past Amos. Somewhere past Michael. It's past Nahor. Then Rebecca. So 2 verse 4, it tells you about this man that is six.
Okay.
So I'll be able to get it just a little bit more since you open the door now, WCC. So you open the door for it now. So you, well, we want to hear more. Okay. You hear more.
Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4.
Yeah.
Behold. His soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his covenant.
Oh, he says, by him being a six, his soul is not right. You hear what the man saying? His soul is not right. So he was never understand, because it's just like the robot. I keep saying about the robot in Detroit that will take the door and put it on the hinge. Take the door, put it on the hinge. That's all he was created to do. He created a man by being 666. His soul is not right up in him. See, Roy, is you catching that? Soul is not right in him. So, that's big talk. Now, let's go back and take a look at something there. Let's come back to the 13th chapter one more time. Now, come on back to Thessalonians. The time will get away. Come on back to Thessalonians chapter 2, particular verse 1. His soul is not right in him, because Yahweh did not see when they read, when you read the constitution about all men is created equally, well, that's good according to your constitution, but not according to the Bible, because he says if the people in the Bible, their soul is not right, not upright in them. And once you understand and say that the Bible gonna stand, but then it tell you, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1, let's read a little bit till we get our point. Let's read a little bit.
Okay. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Yahuwah the Son, and by our greeting, gathering together to him.
Our gathering to him. Now, he did tell you about the gathering to him, brothers of the Thessalonians, Northern King. He going to show you about the gathering to him. What did he say?
Verse 2, that you be not stone shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Yahuwah the Son is at hand. Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of prediction.
Right there, good. Hold right there. Right there. Hold that part right there. He says it got to be a falling away first.
Mm-hmm.
We know that you have fallen away. That's why James is writing. What is James writing in 1:1? So we know that part that happened. Let's see what James doing in 1:1. He said, until the falling away, first thing got to happen, the falling away.
Yeah.
Who got to fall away first? Let's go to James 1:1. Who got to fall away? James 1:1.
Oh, verse 1?
Yeah, verse 1.
James chapter 1, verse 1. James, a servant of Yahuwah, Father, and of Yahuwah, the Son, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting.
Yeah. So that part will happen. The 12 tribes, even in James' day, well, we'll be right, John day, well, James, well, the
James.
12 tribes will scatter.
Yeah.
The falling away have happened. The 12 tribes today don't know who they are.
Mm.
They scattered today. So that part have happened. Now, let's go back to that verse again, but what's the second part? So we know the falling away have happened. That don't happen already. That's going on right now. Are we not falling away? Are we, isn't we bypassing the completion called keeping the Sabbath day? Are we bypassing wine fringes? We fell away from everything we told. And that other man is not going to pick it up because he can't make that next step up. He wasn't created to make the next. So he cannot do what you got built in you to do. He can't do it anyway. He wasn't created to do it. He came out this robot. This robot can't do no more than he was created to do. And that's why you're not going to see them becoming number seven, because they wasn't created to be a seven. You got it in you to be a seven, but you refuse to be what Yahweh designed you to be. But they got no choice. They can't be a fringe as well, a seven keeper. They can't be a to do the Malachi 3:16-18. What is it anyway? They can't. They're not gonna be able to do this. They're not going to be Malachi 3:16-18. But what? You don't know that. Cannot. You remember that little man they call him the straw man? He wanted my heart. He was whatever the man. He couldn't even have a heart. He wanted my heart. He said, you wasn't the straw man. You wasn't created with a heart. You don't have no heart.
Mm-hmm.
But the straw man wanted a heart. Understand what we're trying to tell you. The 666 is an incompleted man that is running the world. He cannot get you where he cannot get because he wasn't created to get there. He was created to be where he at right now and doing what he's doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Of Yah. You understand what he's saying?
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah. Unless we create him.
Once again, you have to do what you want to do, but this ministry right here is above that. See, this ministry knows you. See, we know you. We can read you how far you're going to go. Okay? We know you can't take that next step because you wasn't created to take the next step. That's why he said you are 666 means incomplete. You can never step to the next level because you wasn't created to be in that level. And once we recognize that, we'll stop getting be all hemmed up thinking a six can get us to a seven. He don't have it in to get us to a seven because he can't get to be a seven. All I'm going to get you to be a complete. It's the six anointed camps of voices of maturity of life. That's pretty good talk. Look, it says in Malachi 3:16-18.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 16-18. Verse 16. Then they that fear Yahweh spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened, and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and that thought upon his name. 17. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own sons and daughters that serve him. Verse 18. Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that served Yahweh and him that served him not.
Mm-hmm. It's like trying to ask the robot that removed doors, pick the door and put it in the car, can you feel where I'm coming from? You're asking the robot, hey, robot.
Mm-hmm.
I see you moving the doors. You got it. You got that down pat. You taking the door and put it on the car. But I'm gonna stop the machine for a minute. I'm gonna ask you a question, machine. Do you feel me? I wasn't great to feel you. But you know what my creation is? You have to grab this and do this. It's my creation. It's my creation.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Yeah. And the book of Adam and Eve, chapter 57, 7 through 10, once you recognize the signs of the time, Yahweh said something before you. He said something in the 28th chapter, verse 47 through 49 of Deuteronomy. Before you read Adam and Eve, 57, 7 through 10. Before you read the book of whatever I just said. Bring that out.
Something about Deuteronomy.
Yeah. Give me 28, 47 through 49. Give me that out the way. Then we'll read that. So once you recognize, and that's why we aim this ministry to the families to understand that when Yahweh said, it wasn't no accident that WCC said, which you break down to 666. The 666 is, you only can break it down through the precepts. What it really means, we'll try to get in a couple of seconds. It means that the people that is in your brain is not complete. So they can't get to no further than where they are. This is like asking, you know that robot that was on the Jefferson Family? That had a little cartoon robot. That cartoon robot don't have no heart to feel your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the 666. These people have not, because they can't get to where you can get yourself to. You want to turn back to what's written in this Bible. But you waiting on them to take you where they can't go themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you understand what I'm saying. What you reading now? Yeah, 28, verse 47 and 48 says what? Take it down to 49.
Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47.
49.
Deuteronomy 28, verse 47 to 49, 47 reads, because you service not Yahweh, your Yahweh, with joyfulness and with gladness of mind for the abundance of all things. Verse 48, therefore shall you serve thine enemy, which Yahweh shall send against you in hunger and in thirst and in nakedness and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. Verse 49. Yahweh shall bring a nation against you from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagles fly, a nation whose tongue you shall not understand.
Hey, that's up. You mean if Bible tell you all that you need to know, what's going to happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
And the book of, hold that point. The time run out. It's going to run out. Let me give me some the regular book of Ecclesiastes. See, Yahweh tells you things, and you kick against. See, the world cannot get you where you need to go, because he can never hit that high note called a seven, because they was never created to hit that. They can't get past. 666. Mm-hmm. That is a time stamp on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the farthest they can go. Oh, y'all know you ain't hearing that, but you is hearing that. So then you wonder, but then you started watching that one I say, and you listen to what they can't get you to the seven mark because you're not in them again. Let's read what he says in Ecclesiastes 9, verse 8.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8. Let your garments be always white, and let your hair like no ointment.
Let your garments always be white, and make sure you're not short of knowledge and understanding. The only way you get this knowledge, you must get it from those that can get to the seven.
Mm-hmm.
And all watching get to the seven is the sixth anointed cast of voices of the true life. But our mind is on the sixth going to get us there. How can it get you? They can't. They wasn't created to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't created to tell you who you are.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't created to tell you the seventh day is the blessed day. Because they tell you the first day. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
See where we're at? Now give me Adam and Eve. Now give it to me.
Oh, okay.
Now give it to me.
I mean, okay. I had it.
Seven through ten. So, you got to, the world understand that the world recognizes the six anointed count. But our own have a problem understanding that we can get you to where you pass the six. They cannot get you past the six. But you have to be obedient to what Yahweh created you to be. He created you to wear fringes, royal blue garments with fringes. That is your creation. Just like he created the 666 man to go no farther than six.
Mm-hmm.
He created a robot. They created a robot to move cars, doors, and put it on the hinges. You ever watched the movie on Detroit, Assembly Line? They got a robot taking at the door, put it on the hinges. But you can't tell this robot, can you feel me? Can you feel me where I'm coming from? Hey, how can I'm not created to feel you where you come. I'm created to take a door and put it on the hinge of a car. When I told you about the 666 man, I was telling you that three times that you know that is a divine stamp. You can't go no further than that. So who have wisdom, count the number of the beast. And the beast, which is a man. And the man got a name.
Mm-hmm.
And the man got a name. Come on, read that Adam and Eve now.
Adam and Eve, chapter 57, verse 7 to 10.
Yes.
Verse 7. But now, Adam, by reason of your fall, you are under my rule. And I am king over you because you have listened to me and has sinned against your Yahweh. Neither will there be any deliverance from my hand until the day promised you by your Yahweh. Verse 8. Again, he said, inasmuch as we do not know the day agreed upon with you, by your Yahweh, nor the hour in which you shall be delivered. For that reason will we multiply war and murder upon you and your seed after you. Verse 9. This is our will and our good pleasure that we may not leave one of the sons of men to inherit our order in heaven. Verse 10, for as to our board, O Adam, it is in burning fire, and we will not cease our evil doings, no, not one day, nor one hour. And I, O Adam, shall sow fire upon you when you comest into the cave to dwell there.
Mm-hmm. He said, we got to come in too. We know what we got to do. We got to cause mayhem until Yahweh shut us down. See, everybody got a covenant. You got a covenant. But you chose not to do your covenant. You want to kick against your covenant. Even Satan said, I got a covenant too. My covenant is to cause you mayhem. Your covenant said, well, friends. My covenant said, no, don't wear no friends. My covenant say, women should not wear pants. But my covenant says, you can wear pants. My covenant says, man's supposed to have the first and last word. No, my covenant said a woman got a say-so. Everybody doing their role but you.
Mm-hmm.
You try to break your table. That's what I tell you about Leviticus 23. What did he tell you in verse 23 and 24? What did he tell you? Leviticus 23 and 24.
Okay.
What did he tell you in Leviticus 23?
Okay. 23, 23,
and 24.
I can't remember. Leviticus 23, verse 23 and 24, and verse 4.
Then back to verse 4. So you see right here. When we come on this network, we don't know what we're going to bring to the table, but we try to tell you. The only way you become a seven, you must get in line with the six anointed count. The 17 nations do not have that gear to get you there. They can't get to where they were not created to get to.
Mm-hmm.
That's big talk.
Yeah, my point
you
three
got
is porn.
Okay,
so
Okay, 23 says, and Yahweh speaking to Moses said, 24, speak unto the children of Israel, all 12 tribes, saying, on the Sabbath month, first day of the month, you should have a Sabbath. It's a remover of blowing the trumpets, a righteous day, not a hair-raising day. That's this time tomorrow night. And he tell you, Leviticus 4, 23, verse 4. These are my feasts. Who feasts is this? This is Yahweh's feast. Remora of blowing the trumpets is Yahweh's feast. Now he's telling the children of Israel that can become a seven. The 17 nation is not going to apply to this at all. They can't get no further than a six. They can't get you there. We can get you there. We can get you past where you at right now. The falling away hell. Now come on back to our time going out again. Well, come on back to 2 Thessalonians and pick up at verse 4 and just get a couple of verses in. We got to cut it. So you see, Roy, we got to tell you something. If you don't keep the feast day, you part of the six. If you don't wear no fringes, you part of the six. They can't get you to the Sabbath day. They can destroy your brain and think you can be outside of your creation. Unless you're not Israel. Now, if you're not Israel, you ain't got no requirement to keep the Sabbath day or wear no fringes. Maybe the one that kicks against you, maybe you're not Israel. Then when you're not Israel, it wasn't given to you. Because the four of you get the six. But if you're Israel, you got to do the seven to get your blessing. You don't kick against what he gave you. You don't pay the price. What it says in a little bit more, 2 Thessalonians 2, you do that verse 4, read a little bit more, down in verse 8.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4 to 8.
Yeah,
verse
what it say?
4. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Yahweh or that is worship, so that he as Yahweh sits in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is Yahweh. Verse 5. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Verse 6. And now you know what withholding that he might be revealed in his time. Verse 7. For the mystery of sin doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Verse 8. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom Yahweh shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Go ahead. More verse.
Verse 9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonder.
Ain't that something? The 666 man is after the working of Satan the devil.
Mm-hmm.
He can't get no higher than what he is. And as long as you keep with him, you out of it. We'll leave it like that. I'm finished. Come on, mother, closing statement. We'll catch you at the feast. Your closing statement, mm-hmm. Come on. Y'all got it? Hope you got it.
Isaiah chapter 65, verse 2. I have spread it out my hands all the day unto a rebellious people Israel, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Hey. You know, J. Marion Sims, I want to spend a lot of time with him. He's another figure. You can Google him. There's a statue, actually, of him in Central Park.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient. But our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.